Few Middle Eastern states are more worried about a U.S. invasion of Iraq than its western neighbor, Jordan. For the past 12 years, the kingdom has enjoyed generous economic relations with Iraq, a reward for Jordan's refusal to join the U.S.-led alliance in the 1991 Gulf War. This time, Jordan is adopting a more pro-American posture and is bracing for the economic pain that will come with it. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Amman.
In the wake of the 1991 Gulf War, U.S.-Jordanian relations plummeted. American aid to Jordan all but dried up, and a grateful Iraq became Jordan's economic benefactor. George Hawatme, editor-in-chief of the largely government-owned Al Ra'i newspaper, says today the situation is vastly different.
Our relations with Iraq have witnessed a sea change. The world is not the same. So you can calculate the differences on any number of points and bases. But we're taking a different stand, period.
Officially, that new stand is neither pro-war nor pro-Saddam. This is how Hawatme describes Jordan's tricky position as more than 100,000 U.S. and allied troops mass around Iraq.
We do want Iraq to abide by and implement UN resolutions. We're just as frightened of mass destruction weapons as the United States is. But we want to find an atmosphere conducive to bringing about a peaceful settlement. We would hate to see a loss of life, and we want both worlds, the Iraqis and the Americans, to win. And certainly we don't want to lose ourselves in the process.
The first thing Jordan stands to lose is cheap oil. Some 90,000 barrels a day come rolling down the highway in tanker trucks from Iraq. Astonishingly, roughly half of it is free of charge, and much of the rest is bartered for Jordanian goods. Iraq is Jordan's largest trading partner. Economists say whole industries could collapse if the Iraqi market is lost. Estimates of the economic damage of a war run from $1 billion a year to more than twice that. In recognition of Jordan's precarious situation, Washington has stepped up its financial aid to some $450 million a year and has become the kingdom's second-largest trade partner, thanks to a free trade agreement involving both Jordan and Israel. A war with Iraq would also carry a political cost for Jordan's leadership. Jordanian anti-war protesters turned out last weekend in relatively small numbers compared with demonstrations in Europe, Asia, and America. But opinion polls here show a majority opposes war in Iraq under any circumstances, and Jordanians overwhelmingly oppose a war conducted without the UN's blessing. Abdul Latif Arabiat of the opposition Islamic Action Front says Jordanian government support for a U.S. war in Iraq would be explosive.
The power is not enough to control things. They have to deal with the people first. All the Arabs and Muslims over all the world are boiling because you have insulted their faith.
Mustafa Hamarne, director of the Center for Strategic Studies, says behind the pocketbook concerns regarding a post-Saddam Iraq, there is a deeply ingrained fear and resentment of superpower meddling in Arab affairs. Hamarne says Jordanians may not like Saddam Hussein, but they're highly unlikely to prefer an American military leader such as General Tommy Franks in his place.
What they're talking about is appointing General Franks as a governor general of Iraq. This is colonialism. This is a region that only remembers foreign generals as colonialists and who really divided up the region between the French and the British.
Such concerns that the Bush administration doesn't have a clear plan for a post-war Iraq are pervasive here. Orai Brentawi with the Al-Quds Center for Political Studies says if the U.S. is serious about bringing democracy to Iraq, then the stated goal of reducing the risk of terrorism might be possible. But if not, Washington should brace for what Rentawi calls the fourth wave of Islamic terrorism.
Historically, we faced three waves of terrorism, one after June War 1967, the second after the Iranian Revolution, the third led by Osama bin Laden. And I think if the American deal with Iraq as a colonial state, I think the fourth wave of terrorism in the area will be more dangerous, will be more threatening to the United States and their allies in the area.
The U.S. and its supporters argue, however, that they're still fighting the third wave and that the fight includes disarming Iraq. Jordan's leaders, who support the war on terrorism and have actively courted American military and economic aid, appear to be preparing for life without the generosity of Saddam Hussein. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Amman.